During the time the Jews were held captive by Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, God made known to him in a dream, which was interpreted by Daniel, one of the Jewish captives, certain great national changes that were to take place, in which were foretold the destruction of his own government and three others which were to consecutively arise after it, and finally the establishment of the kingdom of God, which was never to be destroyed, but was to fill the whole earth and stand forever. As these kingdoms were to succeed each other in regular chronological order, we have only to follow them up and see the rise and fall of each, noting carefully the dates as we proceed, in order to see when God established his kingdom. For a full account of this remarkable revelation from God, the reader is referred to the whole of the second chapter of Daniel. We have only room to transcribe the dream and the interpretation of it, contained in the 31st to the 45th verse inclusive. Thou, O king, sawest, and behold, a great image whose brightness was excellent stood before thee, and the form thereof was terrible. This image's head was of fine gold, his breast and his arms of silver, his belly and thighs of brass, his legs of iron, his feet part of iron and part of clay. Thou sawest till that a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay, and break them in pieces. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold broken to pieces together, and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors, and the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them. And the stone that smote the image became a great mountain, and filled the whole earth. This is the dream, and we will tell the interpretation thereof before the king. Thou, O king, art a king of kings, for the God of heaven hath given thee a kingdom, power, and strength, and glory. And wheresoever the children of men dwell, the beasts of the field and the fowls of the heaven hath he given into thine hand, and hath made thee ruler over them all. Thou art this head of gold. And after thee shall arise another kingdom inferior to thee, and another third kingdom of brass, which shall bear rule over all the earth. And the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron. For as much as iron breaketh in pieces and subdueth all things, and as iron that breaketh all these, shall it break in pieces and bruise. And whereas thou sawest the feet and toes part of potter's clay and part of iron, the kingdom shall be divided. But there shall be in it of the strength of the iron, for as much as thou sawest the iron mixed with the miry clay. And as the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with the miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave to one another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. For as much as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it brake in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great God hath made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter. And the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure. Now it will be observed that the Lord here tells Nebuchadnezzar that he was the head of gold. This kingdom embraced the countries of Chaldea, Assyria, Syria, Arabia, and Palestine, and ended with the death of Belshazzar, B.C. 538, when it was overthrown by Cyrus, king of Persia, and Darius, king of Media. These two kings were kinsmen, and after they had thus broken up the Chaldean or Babylonian Empire, the government assumed the name of the Medo-Persian kingdom that was represented by the breast and arms of the image and was the second government in numerical or chronological order. It began, as we have seen, in 538 BC and was overthrown by Alexander the Great, son of Philip, king of Macedon, in 331 BC. But he died in 323 BC, having reigned only a little more than 7 years. But as the Macedonian Empire is represented by the belly and thighs of the image, we must look for a division in it. Hence, after the death of Alexander, his government became divided among his generals. Cassander had Macedon and Greece, Lysimachus had Thrace and those parts of Asia which lay on the Hellespont and Bosphorus. Ptolemy had Egypt, Libya, Arabia, Palestine, and Syria. Seleucus had Babylon, Media, Persia, Susiana, Assyria, Bactria, Hyrcania, and all other provinces, even to the Ganges. Thus, this empire, founded on the ruins of the Medo-Persian, had rule over all the earth. But as the thighs of brass in the image represent the divided state of the empire, the above four divisions are soon merged into two, namely those of the Lagidae and Seleucidae, reigning in Egypt and Syria. A distinguished historian says, "The kingdom was no more a different kingdom than the parts differ from the whole. It was the same government still continued. They who governed were still Macedonians." When did these thighs end? In the year BC 30, Octavius Caesar overturned the Lagidae, and Egypt, one of the thighs, became a Roman province. Not many years after this, we have forgotten the date, our pencil notes here have become dim, and we have not the history by us just now to which to refer, Pompey overthrew the Seleucidae, dethroned Antiochus, and thus Syria, the other thigh, became a Roman province. Thus we find the Roman government succeeded the Macedonian, and is evidently the fourth kingdom represented by the feet and toes of the image that stood before Nebuchadnezzar, composed of iron and clay. Without going into a minute application of the scripture to each of these governments, it is sufficient for our present purpose to show, as we think we have done, that these governments did, in their order, overthrow and succeed each other. Then, as they are numbered first, second, third, and fourth in the interpretation given by Daniel, it is certain that they, following in that numerical order, and each one consuming its predecessor, are the kingdoms indicated. And as they all merge into the Roman government 30 years before the coming of Christ, it follows that some time after that period, and during the existence of the Roman government, we may look for the God of heaven to set up a kingdom. We cannot go back behind the date of this dream to look for the kingdom, for it was to smite the image on its feet. That is, it was to be set up during the existence of and come into contact with the government represented by the feet. And Daniel tells Nebuchadnezzar that the whole affair was designed to make known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter, not before the foundation of the world, or in the days of Abraham, but hereafter,